This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. Last Monday in January, and it's so good to be walking alongside you. Hey, hello. Welcome to Tune In with Erica this Monday morning. So good to have your company wherever you are, whenever you are. Maybe you're listening to the On Demand later on Monday. It is great to have your company. You know how energy works. We're still connected. It is really good to be here. And the Facebook chat room this morning is buzzing. So I will get in there and say hello to people as we go along. There are a couple of people I know that I'm going to give a shout out to who are not in there. Good morning to Polly Ford, and good morning to Erin, who I know listen to the show but don't go in Facebook. If you do and you want to go in there, I know we're getting new people who are finding 1-2 Radio, in which case, if you're with me for the first time, hey, nice to meet you over the airwaves. My name, if we haven't met, is Erica Longdon. I'm your host here on 1-2 Radio on Monday mornings. If you're stateside, that's 7:30 Pacific. If you're here in the UK or in Europe somewhere, it's 3:30 or 4:30. In the afternoon, depending on when you are joining me. And we have this Facebook chat room, very easy to go to. If you're on Facebook, just put in 1-2 Radio. It'll take you in there, or you can go to the website 1-2radio.com, take a look at the menu on the left-hand side, and you will see the option to chat. Come on in and say hello. I know I've got lots of lovely comments. I've got Jennifer Hart, who is literally a stone's throw down the road from me here in Cornwall. I have Renee Andrews, Catherine Hickey, Tara Elizabeth Haliwati, Laura Kazdan Fulton. Those are the people who have reacted. Oh, and we have Karen Kay in the house. Karen Kay also lives just down the road from me in Cornwall, and she is a prolific Hay House author. You've heard me use her wonderful fairy decks. She's a very, very eminent fairy whisperer. She's quite often on national TV down here. And if you want to connect with the fairies, Karen, or the mermaids, she's a real mer too, Karen Kay is your lady. So it's lovely to have you here. Thank you for coming and saying hello in the Facebook chat room. And I said I will be getting in there to say hello. At the moment, I can see some of you talking about weather events that you have in the States. It sounds very cold, sounds very chill. We have here in the UK what I think the Brits would say with our kind of savoir, you'd call it bleak. It's here in Cornwall. I've got webbed feet. We've had so much rain. First of all, we had Storm Goretti that nearly took me out. No power, no water for 4 days. Then we sent along Ingrid, which took the railway line out. We have a railway line that runs right along the edge of the ocean here in Cornwall, and it's the only way to get out of the county to connect to the wider part of England and to London. And the wall just went again. The sea took it out, or the ocean, I should say. So there was that. Thank you, Ingrid, for that. And apparently now we have another storm coming on Wednesday. I've no idea what they've called this one, but apparently it's spinning from the States. You're sending it over to us. Thank you for that. Would you like it back, please? I know we have to put up with what's coming, but really it's been very extreme this year. And I know that you're getting some pretty extreme weather events in the States as well. So I'm just whining. Put up with me. I know you have far worse. So what have I got today? I've got some thoughts on how to make the most of the times that we're living in. I'm just going to say, looking at our news of the events that are going on politically in the world, my jaw is open. And I haven't managed to shut it yet. Oh, my word. I'm just going to leave it at that. I do not have the words, and I am not going to get into political debate. But let's just say there are consequences to actions. And also, of course, we over here in the UK are horrified to see what has been going on in Minneapolis. My heart goes out to those involved. So enough said on that. I have a card of the day that I drew before we came out. Sorry, my voice is a bit croaky. I know a lot of you have said you've had the super flu in the States. I wouldn't call what I had was the super flu, but it certainly knocked me off my feet for the last 4 days. I am now back and running, but as you can hear, my voice is a little croaky. I'm going for sexy, but yeah, it's croaky. So I'll bear with me. I might have to take a gulp of water from time to time. So the card that I drew for us today is the Knight of Earth. Now, of all the earth signs or the pentacles or coins, if you like your traditional tarot, this one also is connected to the fiery aspect of earth. Well, there's a surprise because we're about to go in the year of the fire horse. And it's usually associated with Taurus, but it can be associated with Virgo and Capricorn as well, because it has that Taurian steadfastness. But Taurus is also ruled by Venus, you know, this heartfelt connection to Earth. And it's a very active, passionate, committed to goals and visions type of card. So, yeah, given that we're about to step in a full moon on Imulk on the 1st of February, and it's a Leo full moon, that is a time for manifesting, bar none. In fact, when we put our feet into February this year, I would say, never mind buckle your seatbelt, put on your safety harness as if you were bungee jumping, because, oh wow, what a month do we have coming. I'm going to get Mark Husson to talk about that more fully when he comes on his show, which immediately follows this one and helps me to make sense of the world. I was just saying to a friend of mine that, who said, what is astrology? I said, it just gives you a heads up of how to make the best of what is coming. And then when stuff does come, it doesn't catch you completely. It doesn't come at you out of left field. You can kind of look at it and go, oh, okay, I kind of knew that was coming. I don't have to knee-jerk react. I can kind of look at this and just take my time with this. So what I've been working with, well, I work with it every day, but it's really, really super relevant this week. In fact, it's never been more relevant, is the tenets of Reiki, the five tenets of Reiki. Now, all of those of you who are Reiki masters or Reiki ones and twos, you'll instantly know where I'm going with this. If you don't do Reiki, you don't have to have the attunement to Reiki to use this philosophy. It is, of course, based on the Japanese philosophy of Dr. Uzui. I teach it slightly differently when I'm teaching, because the Japanese society is a very, I'm going to use it the kindest way, conformist society. They're very regimented, very strict, and they don't show emotion easily unless they channel it in ki, you know, they're a samurai warrior or something. And we're not like that in the West, and actually I don't think it benefits us to suppress emotions. I'm not a fan of that, but it does benefit us to be aware of what is going on. So the way that I teach the tenets is this. Every single morning, you put your hands together and say the secret art of inviting happiness just for today. I will not anger. Now, to me, that means no knee-jerk reaction. I do not allow anger to control my actions or decisions in the moment. I acknowledge my anger. I contemplate its relevance and where it's come from and where the triggers are and the source, perhaps. And if it is still righteous anger, then I use it productively rather than reactively. So just for today, I will not anger. Just for today, I will not worry. Now, by that, I means I'm not going to let worry rob me of my peace of mind. And I used to counter it, that lovely Louise Hay teaching. In the infinity of life, where I am, all is well in my world. And it's true. It usually is. So don't let worry rob you of your peace of mind. Just for today, I will be grateful, to which I add, for all that is presented to me. Whatever it is, because if it's presented to you, you can't do anything about it. All you can do is choose how you react to it. So I trust in the process of life. I've had a lot of that for the last 6 months. Trust me, I have had stuff that normally would have pushed buttons in every direction, and there is nothing I can do about it. So for once in my life, I've surrendered and I trust in the process of life. And actually, you know what? It is slowly coming good. It's just been a process. Just for today, I will be kind to all living beings. We all deserve compassion, so grant me the grace to give and receive, please. And finally, just for today, I will live my life with honesty and integrity. Now, if I try to do that, even if on occasion I get it wrong, I will know that if I tried to live honestly and with integrity, I will in that moment have done my best. So those are the five tenets of Reiki. Just for today, I will not anger. Just for today, I will not worry. Just for today, I will be grateful. Just for today, I will be kind. Just for today, I will live my life with honesty and integrity. The secret art of inviting happiness, the miraculous medicine for all diseases. And every morning I speak these words with my mouth and I pray these words to my heart. Well, if you do Reiki, you will know these very well. If you don't, use them. It's a pretty good foundation for trying to deal with what life throws at us. So those are my thoughts. I say we are coming up on this phenomenal month of February. It's just like, in a way, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm kind of buckling my seatbelt and putting on my safety harness and everything else I can think of. But yeah, we need something to shift. And the world is shifting big time when I look at politics and what's going on. So let's take a look in this Facebook chat room and finish saying hello to everybody and turning everything the right way up. Bear with me, my mouse has had better days. I think the cat's been at it. Okay, good morning to Jennifer Hart. As I said, reminding you it's Monday. Yep, it's Monday all day. I have trouble with the days of the week, but it is Monday. Good morning to Kat Garner. Good morning to my Libra sister, Maureen Whitevarner, who's got wicked snowstorms in Maryland. 12 inches, single digit temperatures, brutal. Oh dear. You're also nursing the cold after 2 weeks with super flu. Oh, huge hug. I'm in there with you. You would like a card, of course. Okay, let's have a look. A card for February. As we're almost there, I mean, heck, we've got this amazing full moon coming up. This full moon and Imolc on Sunday. I'm holding the gong bath. I'm going to do a little ceremony. I have to get well enough to go and walk on the beach and pick up 20 white stones in order to do it at the moment. I'm not going out in what the weather is today. If you would just hold fire on the storm you're sending across from the States, please, then maybe I can get on the beach and pick up my stones. Okay, the card I have for you, Maureen, lovely fire card. So I hope that will make you feel warm. It's got a full moon behind it. So this is a big heads up to use the full moon in Leo, which is a fire sign, which is coming up on Sunday. Now, I know that one of the aspects of this full moon is if you're having the winter blues, this full moon should add a little sparkle to your life. And I have the nine of fire here, which is protecting what you've created and being prepared. Well, yeah, I think we need to be prepared for February. I'm sure Mark will speak to that more on his show in about 15 minutes time. But it's also about never giving up and asking your angels to give you help. It's also environmental, so you could speak nicely to the weather and ask it, would it mind not being quite so severe, please? It does work. It does listen sometimes. Good morning to Kat Garner. You would like to know your favourite teas, sharing a cup of tea. Actually, there's a great thread going on here. If you're not in the Facebook chat room, my favourite tea is a black tea with milk. Black Indian tea with milk. It's called builder's tea over here in the UK and England, because as soon as any builder turns up at your house, you know the first thing you've got to do is make them all a cup of tea, or they're just going to be grumpy all day. I mean, it's base one. Builder turns up, put the kettle on, make them tea. So yeah, builder's tea. But my favourite herb tea comes from Glastonbury here in the UK. It's the heart chakra of the planet. It's called Merlin's Magic. Now there's a surprise. As I work with Merlin, he's connected to Tintagel, King Arthur, Merlin's cave, which is not far from here. I sponsor a rescue horse called Merlin. I have a black cat called Merlin, who's a companion to magic. I've put the link in the Facebook chat room. I don't know if they do mail order. They may. Merlin's Magic is quite often out of stock. I just looked because it's just the most popular tea that they make. It's from a place called Sons of Asgard, which is a witch's apothecary in Glastonbury. So I'll leave that one with you. Jennifer Hart would like a card, of course. So a card. Let me just clear the deck. I know you hate this weather, Jennifer. You like the sunshine. So let's see if I can bring you some sunshine or something. What do we need to know for our highest good? Oh, there we go. Let me just pick that card up. That is interesting. I've got the same card that Maureen had. I have the Nine of Fire. Again, this full moon behind it, this fire energy. This is someone who's standing up for herself because she's determined to finish what she started. As I say, it can be environmental activism, but in your case, the words that leap off this card, and I know it has an element of this, is never give up. Now, I know that you are dealing with a situation in a land that's much hotter than the UK, that's on the Iberian Peninsula. I'm going to say never give up. There's a fire card here, but use the power of this full moon, this Imolc, to empower it. And we have a new moon coming up in February, which is, I think it's on the, we get a new moon eclipse and the year of the fire horse all hitting on the same day. Wowza. Use it. Laura Kasdan Fulton, good morning. You would love a message, of course. So there we go. A card for Laura Kasdan Fulton, please. I've got three there and I think I dropped the pack. So let's try that one again, Laura. That's better. Got a grip. And now the same one comes out. Now I know which one they meant me to have. You've got an air card. Swords in standard tarot. It is the Eight. Now, some people don't like this. I love this card because on my deck, there's this beautiful lady who looks like Archangel Jophiel. It actually comes with the energy of Archangel Shamuel, who wears the same colour, who appears as the same colour pink quite often. He's got a couple of colours he turns up in, but I'm going with light pink. The lady is wearing light pink. That's why she's wearing it. Shamuel finds us what we need to see. And this lady is blindfold, but she's taking the blindfold off. And when she does, she will see that the gate that she thought imprisoned her behind the walls of this garden is actually open. But she didn't know it because she was blindfold. So I'm going to say you're going to get enormous clarity over something coming up quite soon. So I hope that helps you, Laura. Tara Elizabeth Holliwati from the Children's Hospital in Edmonton, Alberta. Do you have any messages for you and your little boy, Donnie? I'm sending you huge love. Or as your dad likes to say, himself. That's very Irish to say herself and himself. Very Irish. Tara. And Tara's an Irish name, so I'm assuming you have Irish connections of some kind. A card for you. There we go. Let's see what we've got out of here. A beautiful card. A card of renewal. So I'm going with healing for that. It comes with Archangel Jeremiel. It's the message on the card is about reviewing the past, but this can also mean leaving the past behind. So I'm going to say where there has been illness, there's going to be an improvement. In fact, it says on the card, time to heal and head in a new direction. So I'm wishing you lots of that for all of you. Good morning again to Maureen Whitebarnett. Your dragon is buried in snow. I don't think I've come across a snow dragon. I did actually do, you remind me, a dragon card for everyone today because I've been channeling my starscopes, my February starscopes. As ever, left it to the last minute, only a few days of January, and I've been using dragons to help me channel it. And I asked for a card today for all of us, and it is no surprise that I have a beautiful, almost transparent blue dragon called Luna, meaning the moon, under moonlight. And this dragon is asking us to embrace and accept what we really feel. This dragon is talking about feelings. She's a mother figure. She's very watery. She connects to emotions and creativity and the water. And her arrival is to prompt us to look at our emotions, particularly if you've been avoiding a message that your subconscious is trying to say to you. So just let them percolate to the surface and see what happens. That's the message from the dragons. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Jean McIntosh. Greetings from far north Snowmageddon. Oh my goodness, in upstate New York. You still have power, heat, and no burst pipes. May it stay that way, of course. You can have a card. Okay. So a card for Jean McIntosh, please. What can we do with this? clear the deck because the deck is not running. If your deck won't run, that's what you have to do. And then instantly I get a card out. Again, I'm getting dual cards today. Again, I've got renewal. This is Archangel Jeremiah. It is the Judgment card in standard tarot. Looking at the card, because tarot cards have so many meanings, they go back and back and back. And on the top of my deck here, I've got a victory card as well, the Six of Fire. So I'm going to say to you that whatever you have been going through or dealing with recently, the Judgment card is number 20. The next card in the deck is 21, which means the situation is resolved. So I'm going to say if you can step back from attaching to any judgment with the situation, it's going to clear very quickly. I hope that is helpful. Jennifer says, yes, her eyes are glazing through legal documents. Oh, my Lord, you need Jeremiah as well to sort all that out. Good morning to Catherine Hickey. Gosh, I'm looking at the time. I better motor on with these cards. Very happy to welcome spring and say goodbye to January. A card for you, of course. Let me see what is going on here for Catherine. Can I have a card, please? I have a Four of Water. Now, when I got the Four of Water, I love this card in my deck. I love the illustration because it says it's perfectly. There's someone surrounded by golden apples and a tree behind them with the most beautiful apples. Again, it comes with Archangel Shamuel. And the message is always, we are not seeing something. That actually there is goodness and benefits and golden opportunity all around us. But perhaps we haven't recognized it because we've got our intention set on a particular outcome and we're not letting our divine sat-nav take us the best possible route. So I think that's probably the best way to put it. Good morning to Quelly. Good morning to Joni, who would love a card. Good morning to Mark Husson. The boss is in the house. How lovely to have you here. Let me just do this card for Joni. So, Joni, good day to you. You have a work commitment. Okay. Any insight, please, dragons and angels, on Joni's work commitment. Oops, there we go. Intellect, intellect, intellect. I love this card. It is the Queen of Air, the Queen of Swords. When this woman gets her mind in gear and her ducks in a row, no one is going to stop her. It has a connection to Libra. She is brilliant. She's empowered. She has a good sense of humor. She doesn't let stuff get to her. She's very good with this sword at cutting away things that are irrelevant, so she absolutely has a clear view of the truth. So I'm hoping that will help you with that decision. Good morning to Kat Garner. Very quickly, you would like a card, of course, Kat. A card for Kat Garner, please, in the final moments. There we go. Don't take on too much, Kat, because I have a card, I have the Ten of Fire. This can be working too hard or stress or just letting people get to us. Or not asking for help when actually we could do. So I don't know if you are overwhelmed by something at the moment, but it is fine to say, actually, I would love to help you, but I can't do that right now because I need to recoup, or ask for help if you need it. And how long have I got? I've 1 minute. Okay, I'm motoring against the clock. Because Mark Husson's in the house, let me just clear this and ask what card can I throw forward for Mark today if I've got time. Is a deck gonna run? There we go. I think you'll like this. It has a little dragon on it, Mark, and a little boy. It is the One of Fire, the First of Wands. Amazing opportunities, being bold, courageous, optimistic. That sounds like Mark Husson. Time to take action. Yep, you need to get on air and be passionate about what you do. Absolute recipe for the Mark Husson astrology hour. Ooh, so there we go. I am practically out of time. Don't forget that next week when I find my music. Do you know what? My mouse has gone absent. My music has gone absent. I might have to hum. There we are. Found it. Hum my end theme song. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay here for the Mark Husson Astrology Hour and be with me next week for my February starscapes as we put our feet into the phenomenal, formidable energies of February this year. Thank you for your company. Lots of love. You take care and bye-bye for now.